It's never due. One's the loneliest number that you'll ever do. I don't even know that song, people. I just found it and looked it up or whatever because, people, I'm all by myself. Welcome to the recap. I would say I am the we are the recap crew, but sadly, the crew is dismantled. Sammy's out fighting racist protesters. CJ's impregnating more white women. Or was this last one black? I can't remember. Wayne is having a nervous breakdown because they finally ain't made a He-Man movie yet. A good one, at least. So it's just your lovable, phenomenal one. Yes, that one in phenomenal means something, and it's going to mean a lot for today. Because, people, we're here for the recap. I am the recap crew for today. I'm the phenomenal one. And here we're doing The Walking Dead, episode 4, if I'm not mistaken, a season of 5, Slab Town. Which, I did research on that, because I was just curious as to why this episode was called Slab Town. So, everybody knows that this show mainly takes place in Atlanta. Well, I found out that there was an area in Atlanta back in the 1800s, if I'm not mistaken, the 1843, somewhere around that time, that they had the red light district. And sure enough, what was located in that red light district around that time, I don't know about now if it's still there, but Grady Memorial Hospital. And sure enough, that's what this episode took place at, Grady Memorial Hospital in downtown Atlanta. So I'm assuming that this old red light district, which mind you, there's a lot of let's just say wicked development that's going on in this episode. I'm assuring that this is a little bit of a history lesson for you fellow Atlantians out there, or ATL people, or the retarded Ludacrises and Little Johns out there. Here was another history episode for you, just like, you know, Terminus, obviously, being the, if I'm not mistaken, Atlanta was going to be called that, but that's neither here nor there. We're not here for no history lesson, P1. We're here for I'm about to say the phenomenal one, but obviously you're here for the phenomenal one, but you're here to hear my thoughts on Slab Town. And this is probably going to be probably one of the quickest recaps ever, because I have to tell you, it was fucking mind-blowing of how incredibly fucking boring this episode was. Yes, now, as the Walking Dead lover myself, which I think one of the best TV shows ever, I have to say this episode was pretty goddamn lackluster. And sure enough, me and Wayne called it last week when we said, oh, it's a Beth episode. And I don't know if you remember what brought last season's show down. It was a Beth and Daryl episode. So Beth is the cancer that we need to get rid of in this show, apparently. I mean, I will give her that. I understand why one of the cops in here was acting the way he was. I mean, that precious white meat, that looked like some virgin white meat right there. And that is something that just can't go well untouched. So I don't blame him for that one. But where do I begin with this episode? So we done with Rick. I wouldn't say we're done completely. We'll probably come back to them next week, but we're done with them. We got their story. But you know, whatever happened to Beth? We got to figure out what happened to Beth. So, and I guess this answers Wayne's question too. But you know, I'm not even gonna, there we go. Apparently, it must be me then, because I'm the one that always jumps to the end of these fucking recasts. But so we follow Beth. She wakes up. She's in the hospital. You think she looks out the window. You see civilization. My thoughts first off is, what in the fuck town is she in? Because I thought the group was far out of Atlanta by now. I mean, Jesus Christ, man, how many times we've seen them walk in? Well, they did stay at that prison pretty long, so never mind. I guess that was a whole season, I guess a year or two, if not mistaken, that passed by. But I'm thinking they're far out of Atlanta. For Beth to be in downtown, back in downtown Atlanta, where the show pretty much first started taking place at, I was like, look like we're going a little bit backwards here. I don't see how the group gonna go back to downtown Atlanta, get Beth and Carol. I don't know. I just spoiled the fucking end. Okay, then never mind. Whatever, people. Carol comes at the end of the fucking show. She wakes up. She meets this cop. She's kind of a bitch. stuck up bitch at that. She meets this doctor too. He looks like he's got some perverted instruments like that. He reminds me of the farmers from the video game with the season one of the video game where they were just like, yeah, you come up in here and you eat our barbecue. We got electric fences and all that. The next know they started eating people and shit like that. That's what he reminded me of. He reminded me of some rapist, child molester though. So, but she's like, oh, hey, this guy's cool. This chick is unstable and crazy because she still lives in this world that people are going to come for us, and we need to save as many as we can so we can take back our world when the time has come. Beth is just like, bitch, are you crazy? Ain't no one coming here. We meet a mystical, magical black boy that looked like, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if it was him, too. It looked like the kid from Everybody Hates Chris. You can tell he's a token beater or whatever. He looked like he'd make a great slave owner because he's just quiet in the background and only talks when a white woman is present. You know, you're thinking everybody cool. Oh, and then we meet these cops that's trying to fucking, well, this one cop at least, that's pretty much trying to rape Beth. And people are probably like, well, that, damn, what do you mean this is uninteresting and boring? Yeah, see, the problem with this is, Beth is a boring character. I think that. And actually, a lot of I pick up a gun and hurt or a sword or stabs the fuck out of someone. A lot of them are uninteresting. What made someone like Lizzie interesting is that the bitch was crazy. Beth is just, she seems content of what's going on. I guess it's because of all the shit she's seen. And not to mention, the last time we seen her, really, she saw her father getting his head chopped off. So I'll give her credit in that. I like her character as far as she settled into this world. She fits well in with Rick's group. Problem with this episode is where I hear everybody coming out saying this is the worst episode they've ever seen. I don't know. That is bullshit right there. That Beth and Daryl episode was way more boring than this episode. This one had a lot of interesting concepts into it, but it didn't really push that method a little further than it needed to be. There was nothing for something that's called Slab Town, which obviously I gave the history of that word or whatever for this city and state. For something called Slab Town, there wasn't a lot of slabbing going on in here. I mean, it would have been, I hate to say this, but it would have probably been interesting if Beth got raped. That never happened, but, you know, we got this female cop here. She's like, look, my officers are willing to work and protect us and do what we got to do, but the only way they're willing to do that is if some of the people here are willing to give, if you catch my drift. So she's allowing pretty much the females that come up in here to get raped by their officers just because, hey, she needs them to protect people. Even the doctor here, he's staying in because obviously they can't get out because they're surrounded by zombies. But his thing is like, yeah, they don't like me too much here. And if they easily get another doctor up here, I can easily be replaced because no one's going to save me from some of these crazy ass men officers that are fucking walking around ready to murder somebody. But I digress, because there's even a scene where Beth supposedly murders injured patient that comes in, who we later find out is a doctor, and the doctor that's already there, he pretty much poisoned him had Beth poison him because, you know, obviously competition struck out, one in, one gotta go. I guess really the most interesting thing of this episode, because I can get the positives out at least, the most interesting thing about this episode was just finding out what kind of creep this fucking officer was, this one cop was, and he kept rubbing up on Beth and shit like that. And, you know, you waiting for that one scene, dude, where shit goes down and maybe somebody will watch or something like that. I think this episode could have used something like that for the simple fact that there wasn't a lot going on, and what was going on really wasn't that interesting. Like The Walking Dead in all episodes, mainly when they have these slow-paced episodes, it's always the ending that's what's more interesting than what's to come. God damn, man. This little black character, I thought he was one of the worst characters I've ever seen. Not even worst character. The kid was a horrible actor. Every time he just opened up his mouth, I was just like, something just doesn't feel right in Denmark right here, and it's in Atlanta, and I'm not buying this kid at all. There's a fucked up scene, actually, and I'm thinking maybe when Beth and him try to escape, because, you know, they're realizing, oh, shit, they're pretty much beating people into submission here, you know. Hey, we'll beat you if you get out of line. Just do your part and do your job and we'll get it together. But there's a scene here where Beth and him are about to escape. And at first it took me a while to ponder this one, but I do remember that he did fall into like some zombie blood and stuff like that, because he got past those zombies pretty easily without even being touched. But what bothered me about that scene is, as he gets away, Beth gets caught again, and she's smiling. I'm just like, bitch, what are you smiling about? Ain't a goddamn. I would have been like, hey, nigga, you better get your black ass back here and help me. Shit, fuck is wrong with you? Obviously, he's hobbling around and shit like that. I don't know how far he gonna make it. Probably ain't gonna make it far because he's limping around and shit after falling off this elevator. The cop that raped, tried to rape Beth. Apparently, before this whole big escape plan, Beth was gonna go sneak into the main officer's room, steal a card key and a key, I guess, if you will. That rapist cop came in there like he was fucking Mr. Rogers talking about, hello, neighbor. I can see you. I don't know why I'm doing Matthew McConaughey right now, but whatever. He was like, all right. We got some long time right here. Let me tell you about Neptunes real quick, whatever. So he's like, hey, we all alone, baby girl, you know, baby brother. Shit. Gotta do my Daryl impression for him. It wouldn't be a recap without a Daryl impression. No, not Daryl, Merle impression. Fuck Daryl. He's kind of a bitch now in this season. And she's just like, I don't remember the cop's name. That bitch, she said, she needed a key or something. He's just like, funny you should say that because I was just with her and she made no mention of that. Let's see what you smell like, girl. Get up close to this desk right here. Now, the part that's creepy about this is she looked like a goddamn, she looked like Justin Bieber's sister or something like that. I mean, she looked like a 14-year-old girl and this looked like a grown-ass man. Matter of fact, he looked like that cop from In the Watch, the one that got the one that was always talking shit and got I think it was a knife or a fork or something stuck in his eyeball, and he pretty much quit at the end of the movie. But what was messed up about this scene is, as soon as Beth walks in here, she sees blood all over the place, and then she sees, like, a dead body there. Obviously, it's the patient who, they brought in earlier, whose arm they had to cut off, because they're literally cutting off limbs to, if people that got bit, they're doing like pretty much a Herschel. They're chopping the limbs off. And there was no way this chick was going to live. I mean, she was bit for too long. Obviously, they cut the arm off too long. But I don't know what she was doing in this room. They never showed it. But she just laid out dying on the ground. And she has no zombie look on her face, whatever. But since she's already dead, you can kind of already, there's some foreshadowing going on here. You can already kind of tell that, like, okay, she's going to change into a zombie. And as I don't know what's going to happen, either it's going to be a struggle between that zombie and Beth, and someone hears Beth and they beat the shit out of her, or somebody's going to walk in on her and Beth is going to set it up to where that zombie eats that person. Which, sure enough, once the rapist cop walked in, you can kind of already predict what's going to happen. He's going to try to make the moves. Like, let me put my Matthew McConaughey back on. He was just like, why don't you get up on this table right here and loosen up that shirt a little bit. All right. So, go see my movie, Interstellar. It's about 3 fucking hours long, too, by the way. You can never get enough of the McConaughey. I finally made it up to Neptunes and Uranus. All right. And then next, you know, a zombie takes a bite out of his ass like he's a big fucking beefy one band man or whatever and shit like that. He made a goddamn Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity Jr. out of his ass from straight out of IHOP or something like that. Got a $5 deal out of his goddamn leg because that zombie took a bite out of his leg. That motherfucker tilted over like a goddamn tree that you was chopping down. Just timber. And then next, you know, he's eating all that or whatever and stuff. So, you know, they try to escape. They make that little escape plan here. And, you know, most of the episode is Beth talking to this doctor, talking about art. You know, the world isn't the same no more. Art is dead now. And Beth, she brings up, you know, her little country accent kicks in. Art's not dead. Because I sang. And just because the world turned the way it is doesn't mean I stopped. And the doctor just looked at her and he looked like he wanted to say, bitch, if you don't shut that shit up or whatever, I don't need to hear about no 14-year-old girl singing about no baby, 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 ooh, or whatever the fuck it is you singing about these days or something like that. He's like, I live in the real world, goddammit. So, that's mainly just little scenes like that and shit. I definitely can see little scenes like that why it was so fucking boring and uninteresting. I was just like, don't nobody give a shit about this goddamn doctor. If anything, the word Slap Town, all that does is foreshadows that I don't expect this hospital to last very long, and I think everyone in here is going to fucking die. Mainly starting with that doctor. Maybe the female officer will live, but usually the cunts in this show usually get it, i.e. Shane, Merle, and the governor. So yeah, the cunts usually go first before anything, before they can even get a lasting point. The ending of this, you know, obviously we get the Beth getting captured, she getting her ass beat. The female cop, she's like, "That was a good officer in there that you just let die. You set him up, and all you had to give him was some pussy." And Beth is just like, "Bitch, ain't nobody coming to save us. This is how it is. We're trapped like this. There's nothing gonna happen, nothing at all, whatever. So stop waiting on someone to come, and you're just gonna..." She's like, "And you're just gonna, as a woman, you're just gonna stand by." It's like The Walking Dead trying to have a fucking message or something, like some feminist message or something. "You're just gonna stand by as a woman and let the men here do what they want with us and stuff like that, just for your own safety?" Yeah, Beth, well, she didn't do that, but it looked like Beth wanted to spit and be like, "You fucking disgust me. 2 minutes in the ISO chamber," or something like that. But, you know, obviously this female cop is like, "Look, it's been working so far, and sometimes you gotta give a little to get a little. And what's a little pussy to save the hospital here," or whatever. "Some women even give out pussy to pay their rent. So, and hey, and I ain't mad at you neither, shit. Hey, you need to stop looking for a sugar daddy and start looking for your landlord to fuck." Shit, because that's the motherfucker that's gonna pay your rent right there. So, so then we end that scene where... that was fucked up. We end that scene where Beth, she's mopping. She's like, "Fine, I get back to duties. But that motherfucker dead that tried to rape me." And then we see this new patient coming in. Doctor runs over there. Dun, dun, dun. You know, everybody last week was like, "Whoa, why didn't Daryl show who was with him? Who came out?" And everybody was like, "Oh, it's just Carol. It's just..." And it's like, no, they wouldn't. They would have showed Carol had it been her. My guess is Morgan. I'm going, or maybe it's another survivor or something like that. But we see on the stretcher rolling into an emergency room, she's passed out unconscious. We see Carol. And then the show just ends, which, like I said, once again, probably was the most interesting thing of the whole goddamn show, because, you know, at first you want to wonder, like, how the fuck did Carol get caught when they were in a car together? Daryl got out. He just left Carol behind, or did he follow him and just came back to the camp to tell the group, like, "Hey, look, these guys are taking our people in," or something like that. You know, "Let me get that crazy-ass Rick so we can go up in there and shoot people up." As boring as this episode was, it's not bad. I mean, it's fine as a show filler, if anything, just to catch up on some of the characters and what was going on. I think what it does do, which I think every Walking Dead episode does, and at least I would hope it does, that last season, the ending of it really didn't do it that much, but towards the end it did. But it did get me interested in next week's episode. I'm curious to see the reactions of Carol and Beth now and how they get together, because you know, when Carol wake up from this and she gets out of them little, that little fucking wheel shit, whatever and shit, she not gonna go easy by this. She's gonna try to find a gun and start putting bullets up into heads real quick. And I can only imagine what that episode is gonna be like when she comes face to face with the chick that lets people get raped, bitch, or whatever she is supposed to be. So I am looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to finding out who Daryl's with. I'm curious about that. So, it wasn't definitely an episode that wasn't going to take me off the show, but it definitely wasn't that goddamn interesting, if anything. If anything, I was ready to fast forward. If this was binge watching, I would probably fast forward a lot through this episode and just, like, wait till next week's episode. So, we don't really give ratings on this recap thing, but if I had to give a rating, okay, this is... Alright, we'll go like this. We can use the Phenomenal Ones movie rating. See it, rent it, stream it. Fuck it. We can do that in TV. I think we can. See it is... Let's say this. See it for the TV recap crew. See it is... You gotta see it when it aired. I mean, it is fucking that amazing, whatever. Rent it, I don't know. Maybe I'll just take that one out, because I don't seem to make any goddamn sense for this category here. Why not? Well, I guess you can rent it on iTunes or something like that, and whatever. We'll just take rent it out. Stream it. We'll just say catch it whenever the fuck you feel like it. I mean, it ain't nothing you really need to see, or you can even just give it. Fuck it. We'll just say fuck it. Just wait till next week. I'd give it a stream it. It had some nice little touches in there as far as, oh, how fucked up this world is. I mean, I'm trying to remember if we've... I don't recall seeing rape in introducing this episode. I mean, it was bound to come to this episode, but I don't think they really pushed it that far. If anything, I think they should have showed victims of it. They didn't really have to show the actual raping or Beth getting it or anything like that, but they could have showed actual other women in the hospital that may have gotten succumbed to it or something. But overall, it wasn't that interesting. It was pretty fucking boring, and actually, I could have did something else better with my time. So, people, like I said, it was going to be the shortest episode ever of the recap, but nonetheless, it is an episode. This is the recap. I am the recap crew, the phenomenal one. Next week, like I said, Wayne will be back in town, so, you know, Wayne will be back. I don't know, Sammy, she might be chasing, you know, because voting is coming up soon or whatever. So, you know, Sammy, she's probably protesting shirtless or whatever, or something like that. CJ, let me look this up. Doctor Who convention. There's a Doctor Who convention this weekend, so I don't think they expect him, but Wayne, you can rely on. So, people, I'm the phenomenal one, your only recap crew member today. And this is me signing out to another episode of The Walking Dead. Or actually, you can catch me on this week's movie spoilers. I think that's the next episode, or Throwback 2, whatever it is. Later, bastards.